Well, yep, you know, all you have to do is hear the first few notes. Take a listen. You know that theme, the music to Star Wars. John Williams is the Academy Award-winning mastermind behind that soundtrack and several others, and he's joining us now live from Los Angeles. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Let me ask you about the inspiration behind this installment.
Well, it's amazing for me to come back to these films after what is now, I think, 25 years from the original scores that we did and the films that were made, and to take that music done then and weave it into a new set of situations and characters. It's a wonderful challenge. Excuse me, I've got a little bit of a raspy voice here, but I just want to tell you what's particular about the particular to the new score is a love theme. You know, we've had music for all these characters and creatures that George Lucas has invented, but this is the first time we've really had a love story in Star Wars, and that makes it unique.
What about George Lucas's involvement in the process? How much did he have a say? Did you work really closely with him on this, or does he sort of give you free rein?
Well, we always have a chat at the beginning of my work on the film, and we talk about particular scenes. Sorry about this voice.
Oh, that's okay. And
then I go away for 3 or 4 months and write the score, and we meet again on the recording stage in London. And we talk on the phone occasionally when we need to, but George can give a very general direction at the beginning, and then I work out the specifics as I go through all the scenes in the weeks and months that I write the music. He's an amazing collaborator. You know, this man has done something that probably only Walt Disney has done in the past to the same extent, at least. And that is to invent characters and creatures like Yoda and Darth Vader. I mean, there's nobody in our part of the world, at least, under a certain age who doesn't know who Luke Skywalker is or what Yoda looks like, for example. And any writer in any medium to creating a list of characters and a glossary of these little people that find their way into the souls and minds and imagination of a broad public has really accomplished something that any writer, I think, would be proud of, whether you're writing comic strips or Dickensian novels. It's an incredible achievement. Working with him has been thrilling and great fun over all of these years.
What are the challenges that you face in making each film different?
Well, it's a challenge, of course, to make it different, but also part of the work is to cut it from the same cloth, from the same fabric, so that the material is related. I've had fun, for example, in creating a theme for Anakin in Episode 1 that has hints or adumbrations, if you like, of the dark side that's going to take hold of this little boy. And the hints are in the melodies and the music. And what's been interesting to me is that children usually pick up the melodic hints quicker than adults do. It's a very interesting phenomenon to me.
What's next on tap for you then? You've just finished this. What are you working on?
Well, presently we're working on Minority Report with Steven Spielberg. It's a Tom Cruise action film that will be out this summer. And then I will go back to Harry Potter for the next sequel version of that. And that's followed then by Catch Me If You Can, another film with Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, and Leo DiCaprio in it. So it's a very busy year for me, but not so much so that I couldn't take out these few moments very early here in the morning in California to join you.
We appreciate it. Thanks so much for spending time with us. And let me tell you, we cannot wait to see the movie here.
Hope you enjoy it very much, and thanks for having me.
There you have it. You going to go see it?
Yeah, it's amazing to hear from the musical genius who influenced so much of our lives.
Can't
incredible
wait to see
stuff.
It.
Yeah, because we were in school, remember hearing about Star Wars the original. It's actually 4. Here we are seeing 1.
Can you believe it? We got 1 more to go.
That's right.